Hello again, Phantom fans, and welcome in to another episode of Ghost Stories. Ghost Stories is the official podcast of the Youngstown Phantoms. It can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, Anchor, and many other popular podcatchers. Like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review today. My name is Matt Lipsack, the voice of the Youngstown Phantoms, and joining me on the show today, once again, is the head coach of your Youngstown Phantoms, Ryan Ward. Wardo, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Lipper. Thanks for having me. It's been an exciting training camp. So excited to catch up with you.
Last time we spoke was right after main camp in July. What have you been up to since then?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Lipper, just we've had a pretty rigorous month here getting ready for the season. We've played 8 preseason games. Obviously, have had about 10 practices now. So just kind of getting ready for the fall classic, and it's on us tomorrow.
We mentioned the last time you were with us about the departure of equipment manager Evan Watts, who took the same position with the Milwaukee Admirals of the AHL. We'd like to take this opportunity to welcome the Phantoms' new equipment manager, Steve Smith, to Youngstown.
Yeah, Smitty's been great. He's a team-first guy. Everybody loves him. He does a great job. He works his butt off. So we're super happy to have Smitty and excited for this upcoming season with our entire staff.
Another happy trails wish, Joe Zadar, who had been the Phantoms athletic trainer since 2016, has moved on from the team as well. We'd like to also welcome in Amber Martinelli to the same position.
Yeah, Amber has been such a great addition. She does a great job. The guys love her. She has an awesome personality. She's tailor-made kind of for our staff. So really excited about Amber and Smitty. And it's been a great month here with those two. And we're excited for obviously the entire season.
Last but not least, you have a new assistant coach joining the Phantoms after spending some time with USA Hockey out in Colorado Springs. Also as a scout for the Chicago Steel from Williamsport, Maryland, is Brandon Dennis.
Yeah, Denny's great. He's a very energetic young coach, and he loves, working extra with the guys, and extremely smart from a hockey perspective. He's got a great eye for talent. And he's really just kind of a guy that will do anything for anyone. He'll take the shirt off his back for you. So Denny has been a great addition to our staff. I'm excited to obviously utilize him. He's going to do a ton of video and special projects for us. So really excited about Denny and our entire group.
You are listening to Ghost Stories, the official podcast of the Youngstown Phantoms. This is Voice of the Phantoms, Matt Lipsack, joined by head coach Ryan Warden. Ryan, you finished the preseason 5-3. What did you learn about your team over the course of the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think when you look at the preseason as a whole, it was a huge success, Lipper. I think for me, I thought our team made some huge strides within our structure. I think that was probably the most exciting thing is we're a little bit ahead of where I thought we would be as far as implementing the way we're going to play and our style of play and our team systems. And I think it just gave us a great chance to get to know people on a personal level, to get some line combinations and some chemistry down. Overall, it was a really successful preseason. I think when we got into the USHL preseason games, it was awesome for us. Like, I think seeing the competition and then, obviously Muskegon and Chicago are two powers in the East here that we need to be able to compete with. And I thought we did a great job of that. And I'm excited to see our full lineup in its entirety Saturday at the Fall Classic.
Speaking of that lineup, training camp and preseason are over, and the end of training camp means we finally have a roster of young men who will be skating for you in the season opener tomorrow against Waterloo. I'd like to start by asking something that's caused a lot of confusion on the internet. There's 32 names on that list. We're looking for 25. What's going on?
Yeah, I think we have the flexibility here to obviously have our 25 man roster. And then we have some players that are on our affiliate list that will play some games for us. that we want to bring along, and the younger guys are going to get some opportunity to obviously practice and get into some games here. And really, to me, I've said it all along. I think we're going to be a team that does things by committee, and we have the opportunity to have some of our younger players in town and playing with us. And I think ultimately the roster will shake out. But we just felt like we had 32 guys that were capable of playing with us right now.
Defenseman Michael Fisher and forward Miles Guenthe are starting the season on IR. Are we looking shorter or longer term for them?
Both of those guys will be a little bit longer term.
Okay.
I think not going to get into it a ton, but those guys will be a little bit longer term. And we're just there to support them right now on their recovery. So.
Let's take a look at the roster that you and your general managers have assembled starting from the net out. You've got a starting goaltender that was all rookie second team last season in Jacob Fowler, a goalie that has the best nickname you could hope for in a goalie, Winner, right? I mean, Colin Wynn, and a goalie that won a silver medal at the Hlinka Gretzky Cup a few months ago in Rostislav Eliash. Name a better trio between the pipes in the USHL. I'll wait.
Yeah, no, those guys are certainly capable back there. I think, obviously starting with fouls, like Jacob is, I mean, he is the real deal as far as a goaltending prospect. I mean, he's so poised in the net. He's calm. He's a great teammate. We're excited about Jacob, and obviously he'll kind of lead the charge back there. And then Colin has done a great job coming in and pushing fouls, and with Winner, he hasn't played in the league, so there's always a little bit of an adjustment period, but I thought he has been phenomenal throughout the preseason. He's gotten better and better each day. And then Rastislav, like he's a kid that's extremely capable and going to push our other two goalies, and we're excited about that internal competition. I think we have two games at the Fall Classic and then 18 days off. So that gives us a lot of flexibility to do our skill development and things like that we do in the mornings. And not when you're able to have three capable goalies, it kind of gives everybody a break so they're not killing themselves. So I'm excited about that. I think those guys do a great job. Our goalie coach Neil Conway speaks very highly of all three of them, and with Neil and the extra work that Neil puts in with them, I'm excited about all three.
On defense, you have over 300 games of USHL experience coming back to the blue line. Still managed to have four USHL newcomers somehow in that group. Michael Fisher, Connor DeHaro, Trey Scott, and Daniil Dolzhenko. I'm going to have to get used to saying that. Jack Wilson has played in the USHL, but just three games. Based on what I saw in the preseason, they play with an edge. That puck goes into the corner, they're coming out with that biscuit. Then there will be no discussion about it.
Yeah, no, our D-core is physical. They move the puck, they join the rush. And again, I've said this before. I think we have as deep of a D-core as I've seen in junior hockey. Those guys have an attitude. They want the puck, they want to defend, and they want to get it going north into the offensive zone. And I think collectively as a group, we have a great mix between skill and steady and guys that want to join the rush and guys that want to be offensive and guys that take pride in defending their own zone. So, we look for players that can skate, that are smart, that have skill, and that are awesome teammates. And I think those guys all check those boxes on the back end, all nine of them.
Everyone loves goal scoring, so let's talk about the forward group. And man, were they exciting to watch during the preseason. They put up a couple goals for you there, Ordo. They looked fast. They looked hungry. They seemed to be flying out of their own end with the puck every time that, we took it away from the other team and then heading the other direction with just bad intentions toward the opposing goaltender. This team lost its top seven scorers over the offseason due to either players moving on to college or via trade. I mean, that's just the nature of the USHL, but the group that you guys have assembled, that seems more than willing and ready to pick up the slack.
Yeah, I think our league is largely built on experience in the league. And I still think we have a ton of that, right? Like, so guys like Shane LaChance, I think, took a huge step over the summer and can be a key piece of our offense. Obviously, Will Whitelaw is a dynamic forward who can make something pop at any time. We have the addition of guys like James Fisher and Reese Laubach. Perk is in that group. So I think we have guys with junior experience, not necessarily all USHL experience, but the guys we have are capable and they're exactly the type of player that we want in our system and want to, can build our team around. And I think, a guy like Kenta and Jake Rossi and Hunter Price, that line has been phenomenal all preseason, just from the, I call them our identity line. Like they're above pucks, they're hunting pucks, they're making plays, they're heavy. And we have a great group up there that has skill, and then we have some heaviness, we have some hard skill. So for me, just the mix and the depth have kind of, just meshed really well throughout the preseason. But I'm not concerned a ton about our, ability to score goals. I think that's something that we'll be able to manufacture, and we have enough dynamic offensive skill up there that they'll be dangerous.
I spied a C on the front of Shane LaChance's jersey while the team was playing in Chicago. And when you confirmed that my eyes weren't playing tricks on me, I thought about how great a fit he was to wear that letter for this team. Can you tell me how the selection came about? And what do you see in Chancer that really does make him the perfect choice to be the captain of this year's Phantom squad?
Yeah, I was able to meet Shane early in the summer, just throughout my travels. We were able to get together in Massachusetts, and I think just the conversation that I had with him was very honest and candid, and he talked about the past and kind of where he'd like to see the organization go, and talked about some of his teammates and himself and his personal goals. And it was just a it was a conversation that you have with the with a leader and with a man. And I think, from that day forward, I always kind of leaned on Chancer throughout the summer to, carry my message. And it was just an obvious fit. I mean, he's obviously got the pedigree in his family. He understands the little, idiosyncrasies of being a leader and leading a team. He's an even-keeled human being that works his butt off. And I think when obviously the waves get rough, you want a guy that's steady on the rudder at the helm, and I think Shane's the guy to do that. And he's been great to work with, and to be honest with you, he's probably going to be like part of our coaching staff. I think he's a guy that is mature and obviously in his own right, an extremely very very well-rounded player that will have success at the next level. So I think Chance is the perfect fit. I think we've surrounded him with some good people. And I think it'll be easy for him to be the captain of this team because it's something that's so natural to him.
So you and I are talking on Friday, September the 23rd. It is the day before the Phantoms start the Fall Classic. Your first regular season game as their head coach. You've been a head coach before, but any first game nerves or jitters or anything?
Lipper, I think no, I don't. I'm anxious to get going, certainly, and I want to be able to just start the regular season here and get into the routine. And I really am excited about this group. So of course we all want to be on the bench and get the game started. I feel like we've had a good camp. I think when you're prepared and your team is prepared, I think you feel a little bit of confidence in that. So I would say more anxiousness to get going than nerves. But I was at the Fall Classic last night watching the games, and it's going to be fun. It's a great weekend for the guys. Our guys have a lot to look forward to. We have a hugely, hugely tough test in Waterloo tomorrow. They're a great team. They play their structure impeccably well, and they've got some really good players and are very well coached. So I think we have a great test out of the gates. I'm excited for that test. And then obviously we follow up with Des Moines on Sunday, who is another great team. So for us, I think we're just excited to get going.
The 2022-2023 hockey season for the Youngstown Phantoms starts tomorrow. Wardo, thanks for joining us here on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lipper, and I will see you around. We're excited. Thanks to all of our fans and our season ticket holders for the support. Excited to see some Youngstown jerseys in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. And you can catch the Phantoms for a Meet the Team event at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Boardman next Wednesday, the 28th, from 6 to 8. Head over to the Phantoms Facebook page, and I believe it's also on Twitter. There is a little coupon there. Show that to your server, and some of the portion of your bill will go back to the Phantoms. Tune in next Thursday for an episode. I interviewed Phantoms alumni Cam Brown, who's actually over playing in France right now. You can catch the start of the 2022-2023 hockey season tomorrow. Phantoms drop the puck at 2:30 approximately against the Waterloo Blackhawks. That action will be on Flow Hockey and Western Reserve Radio. For head coach Ryan Ward, I am Matt Lipsack, the voice for Youngstown Phantoms. Sound out, fade to black.